This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, dazzling, and simply delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm as happy as the people of Egypt must be right now, I guess.
Boy, what a 24-hour swing of emotions over there, huh? They thought it was going to happen on Thursday, and then he goes on TV and says, not so fast, and basically tells the United States and other countries, no one's going to make my decisions for me. And then next thing you know, the vice president's on TV today saying, oh, yeah, he's already gone.
Remind you of anybody?
Yeah, I heard a guy on sports radio here locally in Washington yesterday call Mubarak the Brett Favre of international politics. So maybe he's not done yet. We'll have to see.
Well, as long as he doesn't start texting anything. Nobody wants to see that.
No, we'll leave that to the disgraced congressman from New York this week.
You go on Craigslist and you think nobody's going to see it? I don't even know where to start with that one.
I don't get it. That was interesting, though. He was gone before most people even heard about the story. So talk about getting rid of a problem quickly.
Well, you know, he did look pretty good in those pictures. Maybe there should be a calendar, you know.
Uh-oh.
Men of Congress or something. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Give Elena a supervisor when she's on the internet here. So.
We're not gonna extend that to everybody. I don't think anybody wants to see Bernie Sanders on that one.
Jeez. Yeah, pretty safe bet that there aren't a lot of people in Congress that would be getting a lot of responses on that. But back to Egypt, the Capitol Steps have been looking at this from a number of ways, from what I understand.
Well, that's right. I've been frantically rewriting and updating based on the story of the hour, and we recorded this song actually last Saturday. It's still sort of appropriate because it would have been appropriate as of 2 hours ago anyway, for sure. And with a few tweaks, it'll work tonight, I think.
Here you go.
All the old regimes do their best to stay in power, don't you know? In the Middle East, they're falling down like a domino.
Now here in Cairo, life is vile since Hosni drove us into the streets. He's in denial.
Oh, bad joke.
We will defeat him with just our tweets.
Now the least in the Middle East say,
no way, Hosni.
An Egyptian.
Put your Molotov cocktail lit in your arm, then you draw it back. See the fires glow.
Oh, ayo!
If Hosni does not start to pack.
If Mubarak comes down the street,
he's coming now, where's his arm and back?
Will he resign?
Oh, ayo!
He's here to talk to Egyptians.
There's a shot, he said he will not stay.
No way, okay. What will he say?
You want an election?
Oh, no!
And now, the end is near. My people jeer and burn my dummy. I've served for 30 years. Now I'm in tears. I want my mummy. I've done so many things. Built every road and every causeway. I wish they'd say to me, you did it. Hosni. I shut the internet. I can't forget the fallout harm still. Too late, I blamed Bill Gates and said a plague had just hit Farmville. The USA can't say if I should stay or hit the highway. But once you pass $5 gas, you'll see it my way. Yes, there were times some people wrote that I'd manipulate the
the vote, and on some ballots there's no doubt. I tore them up and threw them out, but I stood tall, I'd count them all. If they said Hosni,
yeah, Elaine, it's hard to believe a guy who got 99% of the vote and sometimes 100% was forced out by his own people. Shocking.
Well, they say that the people of Egypt were upset because he was running a pyramid scheme. That's bad. That's just bad.
Wow. Plus the mummy pun in there was nice too.
I was trying to work in an Egypt kind of pun too, but that just wasn't fitting. So.
Oh man, I'd love to watch you guys like brainstorm over your storyboards, trying to figure out which lines should go where. That'd be fun.
Storyboards. That's what we're missing. We need a storyboard.
Is that too old school?
No. I'll ask my friends in the Disney Animation Studios.
So. Oh, but so much going on this week. You're going to see two senators retiring, you know, two more anyway, John Kyle and Jim Webb, right here in Virginia. And, you know, a lot going on here. You got the conservatives meeting this week and a lot of the presidential contenders, one of whom might be Donald Trump, Elena.
Oh, my goodness. How are we going to get a wig for that one? I could call our prop person right away.
Well, you know, President Obama said in his State of the Union that here in America, we do big things. So I expect the Capitol Steps to be able to come up with that hairpiece if, in fact, he does enter this presidential race.
All right. Well, I appreciate your confidence.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.